Hey guys, welcome to the Late Late Show. I'm your host Matt from Lakers UK. We really haven't got a plan for this one. We're just going to roll with it as it is. Obviously, the guys are already trying to get in and butt in, so we won't leave it too much longer. But as we know, the big news is, as of last night, you can see I've barely slept. I'm really tired, but I don't care. Because the Los Angeles Lakers are the NBA champions once again. We know what to do, guys. Yes! Let's go. Come on.
Hey!
Everyone, is everyone drinking? Everyone's drinking?
Oh, you best believe I'm drinking, baby.
A little bit of a toast, Lakers, NBA champions.
Cheers.
Let's go. How sweet is that? Not the drink, the Lakers winning the NBA championship.
Tastes like victory.
Wow. We all went through different experiences, I imagine. I'm obviously an hour ahead of you guys, but it still ended up being like 4, 5 o'clock, whatever. When the Lakers were crowned the NBA champions, just take me through what you guys did. How do you feel? I'll let you guys lead off. Take it between you. Just wow.
To put it nicely, I went ape shit. I'm a very subdued guy by nature. Like that's an absolute lie. I'm not subdued at all. But. I would try to be respectful of my neighbors year round, make sure like I'm not shouting the house down or having house parties. But when we started to pull away, I was like, oh, this could be really be it. And then when I got to the fourth quarter, I allowed myself to kind of, when about 3 minutes left, I allowed myself to start celebrating. And for the next hour, I was just shouting the house down. I'm shocked. No one called the police. But I'm glad they didn't. And yeah. We're champions, baby.
I was lost. I remember game five. At the end of game five, I was shaking. I was on the floor in my living room, shaking because of the nerves, watching us throw that game away in a game we didn't play that well in. And then to come out in game six and do what we did in the second quarter and go off like we did and defend the way we did, to be up by 28 at halftime, I didn't know what to think. I thought I was dreaming, to be honest. I was away with the fairies. And it slowly kind of became a reality that we're NBA champions. And it was something that, it was strange almost, because you started to realize it at the end of the first half, and then it was kind of slowly creeping in as it went towards the final buzzer, and I think I was just overwhelmed at the final buzzer. There were tears. There was running around. Dwight hit that 3-pointer. I went nuts. It was awful.
That was crazy. That was crazy. As if you just stepped in with all the confidence in the world. And the funny thing is, you just knew we were going to hit it for some reason. I was watching it with my girlfriend in the early hours, and I really wanted like Duds to go and get a basket me. Like in the last minute, the last few seconds, like just Dudley goes and gets some points in the NBA finals would have been top class. Second, I was like, oh, get Quinn Cook a basket. You know what I mean? He's a boiled Laker fan. That'd be a good one. Just see, can't.
Honestly, I didn't watch the last minute. I couldn't pay attention to what was going on the court.
And then Dwight just steps in with this like ridiculously confident 3-point shot, like he's some sort of stretch big or something. It was a bizarre game. I was much more animated like throughout the second quarter or so than I was for like the remainder of the game. And then when the final buzzer hit, that's when it kind of hit me that we just won the NBA championship, because in my head we'd had the whole second half to process what was happening, because it was won. Like, it was won, like, well into the second quarter, really. It was ridiculous. And we knew the Lakers were capable of this. We knew that they were capable of absolutely dominating, you know, not just this Heat side, but they've done it throughout the entire playoffs. And, you know, games one and two, they dominated. Game six, they dominated. You know, that's three games that they completely obliterated a very, very good opponent. I don't really know how to describe it. Like you guys know, the majority of the viewers know that I became a Lakers fan in about 2010. That was when I kind of like latched onto it. And then I read through, I read a few books, documentaries, went through that kind of the history and then got latched onto them. And my basketball knowledge grew throughout the building years. So this is very much like the first NBA championship that I have been fully affiliated and a diehard Lakers fan, which makes it that extra little bit special. And I know that's the same for you, isn't it, Cole?
Oh, yeah. It's something that I've never experienced because I've said it before, I grew up a Blackburn Rovers fan and a fan of English football. So I've never watched my team win anything, ever. And it's a new feeling that I feel like I could grow accustomed to be honest. It is amazing. And the respect and love I have for every single member of that team and where they came from and how they earned this championship, how they've been through the mill with it, I couldn't have seen a better set of 15 players to win it, to be honest.
100%.
Yeah. What about you, Jonathan? What does it mean? It is quite a remarkable thing to put into words and try and comprehend what's happened. Because, I mean, there was a lot of doubt, and maybe there was a bit of doubt with Laker fans. I knew there was going to be a championship push this year. I didn't necessarily know that we would be sat here. I definitely didn't know we were going to be sat here in October. Celebrating an NBA championship.
It's just crazy. Like, this is my sixth Lakers championship. Like, I got very, very lucky and started following the Lakers in, like, the early 2000s, like, just as Shaq and Kobe were becoming, like, a big, big thing. I was 10 years old, but, like, I barely remember it. Like, I remember some of it. Like, I remember, like, the Portland comeback and all that stuff. But, yeah. This one just feels, I think the most special one for me was probably beating the Celtics for me, but this one is 100% up there, just for how much it means to everyone, like all Lakers fans across the world. Like, this season was, like, and just not even for basketball reasons, this season in its entirety was just difficult, hard, it was sad, it was just every range of emotions you could feel going into this season happened. And finishing off, obviously we would have loved to finish it in game five wearing the Mamba jerseys, and it wasn't meant to be, like, it was, we got it in the next game, but that would have been amazing to win that in the Mamba jerseys. But, like, it still doesn't take away that we won the championship. We did it for Kobe, we did it for Gianna. They did it for all of the Lakers fans across the world. They did it for Jeannie, and they did it for Rob Plink and all. I just, like, it is still kind of difficult to vocalize, like, how I really feel, because, like, it's, we knew we had a good chance this season. Like, we knew we had AD and we had LeBron and we had, like, a decent supporting cast. And we were like, but the media were beating us down over and over and over again, saying LeBron and AD won't work together. LeBron's washed. AD can't stay healthy. The supporting cast is a bunch of nobodies who are getting overpaid. It's not Rob Pelinka that's running this team. It's Rich Paul. All of the bullshit that they could brought up the entire season. And to a certain extent, it starts to leak into your head. Like, maybe they are right. Like, these people are people in the know. People in the know. They're people in the know who...
For the people that aren't watching the visuals.
Sorry. Yeah, there are people in the know who just, like, they are kind of the tastemakers in the NBA. And when you're hearing the likes of Bill Simmons and Jackie McMullen and Zach Lowe and Brian Windhorst and all these people just saying, like, the Lakers are going to struggle. The Lakers are not going to win this title. It's going to be the Clippers city. LA is going to be a Clipper town. And you, like, I never bought into that, but it's easy to see how like Lakers fans would get worried throughout the season. But as we just, as the season started, that all melted away. We saw what AD and LeBron were capable of. We saw what when the supporting cast were playing well, what they're capable of. And now it's led to a championship. And like, it's still beyond kind of words where like how much it means to all of us. Like, this really kind of puts the kind of the stamp on like a really difficult year for Laker Nation. Like, losing Kobe and Gianna, well, that still will never, the championship will never cover it up, but it gives us some closure and it gives Laker Nation something to smile about for the first time in quite a while. So just as a Lakers fan, I couldn't be happier about this championship. And like, I'll be having a few more of these over the next couple of days to celebrate.
Yeah, I think we've experienced the lowest of the lows in this season, and we've now experienced the highest of the highs. It's been a very strange season. It's been a very long season. But I just can't really... I just struggle to put it into words. I really do. I mean, it would have been lovely to have won it in the Mamba jerseys. Looking back, I think it was probably the wrong way to go. Changing to the Mamba jerseys, AD wearing gold shoes, you know, it was kind of like, it was, yeah, it was like it was already won. And I think in this game, they went out like it was just a regular game and they just took care of business. And there's so many incredible stories across this roster, and we'll get into that in a moment when I kind of lead on to it a little bit further. So we'll kind of halt that just there. But I just think, with props to the NBA, you know, props to the NBA for hosting what 180 odd games, I think it was, I was reading earlier, they had zero coronavirus tests come back positive.
That's incredible.
They all came back negative. It ran pretty much without a hitch. There was like the odd thing that came out in the media, but very minor, nothing.
Lou Williams.
Yeah, Daniel House as well. but nothing.
Kind
of, yeah, nothing that kind of you know, suspended play because of the virus. Obviously, what did suspend play, which we didn't even mention, was all the social justice issues that have surrounded this season as well. Not to mention the Kobe Gianna tragedy, not to mention the virus. That's another thing. You know, it's been just crazy, everything that's been going on in this NBA season. And not even in this NBA season, but just around the world throughout this year, has just been crazy. And it's been a pretty rubbish year. And for it to end, well, not to end, but for an NBA title to be, you know, put within that, makes it a lot better. And also as well, I would like to say shout out to the Miami Heat. They played incredibly well throughout that series.
Great respect.
You know, we're not here to gloat. You know, you have to stay humble in victory,
I mean,
as well.
Yeah,
I mean, there was the I mean, there was the Tyler Hero smirk, which I thought was a little bit amusing. I had a little bit of fun with that last night. But in all fairness, they were a very good team. They gave us a very good series. I was a little bit worried if it was going to go to a game seven or not. And they've got a bright future ahead. I'm sure that they'll be competitive in the East for a few years ahead. And I'm going to move on to some records shortly, but does anyone want to say anything else about the celebrations, about the game, about your experience, just whatever? I'm going to have another drink.
I just want to say about, I posted on Twitter last night, and on the, what was it, the 18th of last month, I think it was, we played our first playoff game. I put a bottle of lager in the fridge in anticipation for what happened last night. And I kept thinking throughout the play, especially before last night's game, I kept thinking, I really don't want to have to take that bottle out of there without being in a bad mood, you know?
Yeah.
because I know I would take it outside and I'd smash it on the ground. I couldn't have it in my house after that point. But I don't drink an awful lot. That's probably the first drink I've had in months. But I can't. It's the sweetest taste I've ever tasted. Just the meaning behind that drink and all the worries of this season and worrying about failure and worrying about what NBA Twitter is going to think of us just melted away in throughout the 2.5 hours of that game last night, and it was beautiful.
Yeah. And I have one more thing to say. Shout out to the late night gang. They've all of the people that are kind of in the Lakers community. Shout out to them. Like, they've made watching these games exponentially better. Like, I used to sit there and watch TV, like watch the games like years ago, and just I didn't know there was that much of a community around us where there's like people who feel the same way as I do over this side of the pond about the Lakers, and just having them guys, and just every game we always get each other kind of like pumped up and kind of get ourselves in like a proper kind of mentality of watching the games. And throughout the games, we're just constantly kind of self-assessing the team and seeing what we can do better, and just cheering and doing everything we possibly can to kind of get ourselves in the right headspace and hope for the Lakers to win. But yeah, mad, mad, mad shout out to all them guys. Like, it's been a long season. Like Cole said, it's been a very long season. But to finish it with a title makes it all worth it.
Yeah, I think from my perspective as being the founder of Lakers UK, I'll toast to that. From my perspective of being the founder of Lakers UK, it's grown to incredible heights. You know, I mean, by no means are we massive. By no means do we dominate the internet, but in our little scene, you know, it's grown much bigger than I ever thought it would. I like I said, during the losing years, I grew a real love towards the Lakers, as I imagine a lot of diehard fans probably did the opposite. They probably felt quite excluded from, you know, the franchise. And in that time, I had no one really to speak about. My friends didn't really like the NBA. I was very much just by myself. My girlfriend had a bit of a loose interest in it at that time, so we would speak about it, and that would kind of be as far as my NBA Lakers interaction went. And I was waiting for a community to be created. I was always like, well, it'll come eventually. I'll just wait for someone to create one. And it didn't happen, so I thought, well, do it yourself, you know, create it yourself. And then all of a sudden we had this core group of people, and that grew from 2 to 5 to 10 to 15 to 30 to 40, and it's just grown ever since. Not to mention the growth of the socials now. I think we have nearly 10,000 followers on all platforms. You know, the podcast is growing ridiculously. You know, we've been out to LA, we've got connections within the Lakers, we've been reached out directly by the Lakers who have acknowledged us, and most importantly, there's a real group of friends now that watch the games. They watch the games in the early hours. We're three of them people. I'm not in there as much as I would like to be, because obviously I'm running the Lakers UK socials, but I try and pop in every now and then. But to see all of you guys interacting has just been incredible, absolutely incredible. And I can't really... A lot of that comes down to you guys. It comes down to you two, Cole and Jonathan, for helping me grow it, for helping maintain it. You know, when I'm not there, you're kind of, you know, steering the ship in that group chat and coming on these podcasts and things like that. And it's just incredible. It's incredible how much it's grown. And we're just going to go even further. We're going to go even further. As much as if people want content from us, we're going to keep coming with the content, and we've got big plans for that content to be bigger, to be better, to be more frequent, you know, whatever, you know, we're here for the long run now. And we've got an NBA championship behind us. We've got the popularity of that behind us. There's going to be more Laker fans in the UK now. That's not a bad thing. Doesn't mean that they're just on the bandwagon. That's not a thing. If people want to come and spot the Lakers after the championship, they're more than welcome. You know,
more than welcome.
LA Lakers UK over on the socials, come over. If you don't understand about the game, if you don't understand the franchise, if you want to learn more about it, if you don't know anything about it, someone in the group chat didn't really know what the trade deadline was this past year. And that wasn't a problem. That's quite a basic thing, but that isn't a problem. You know, you put that in the group chat, you put that in the group chat and we'll help you. You know what I mean? If you want to learn about the Lakers and the NBA, we're here for that. We're here for
to grow
the publicity of it. And yeah, we're here for the long run. And it makes it worthwhile when it comes out in an NBA championship. We'd continue doing it if there wasn't an NBA championship there. But it just
makes it if we didn't win at all ever. I just want to say that I'm so grateful for the community around it, because I look at that logo in the top right corner, Lakers UK, and it means so much more than what it says now. For to have the opportunity to spend this season, even though it's a prolonged season,
get the merch.
To have the opportunity to spend this season, even though it's a prolonged season, with the likes of obviously you two, and then everybody in that group chat. It's just really special, and it makes it that much more special to share their moments at 5 o'clock in the morning when no one else is awake. You feel like you're all alone in the whole country, but you've got this group chat pinging off and going crazy when the Lakers win. We're hyping each other up before we start. We're having detailed discussions throughout the game about schemes. It's mental what Matt obviously founded and what we've all helped to build here. And hopefully, obviously, we keep the success going, but it doesn't matter at the end of the day. We found lifelong friends through this situation now. And it's made this championship season even more amazing to share it with everyone.
100%.
Yeah. I think... Yeah, it's quite hard to describe. I am kind of waiting to do a bit of a tweet that's kind of a bit of like a, it's going to try and put a bit of a collage of images in that kind of rounds up the year, the season, which has been pretty much a year from October to October. We have been active much longer, but just, you know, to kind of round up this past season that's led to an NBA championship is so difficult. It's so difficult. You know, so much has happened and so much is going to continue to happen. I would like to say to everyone watching that is part of the Lakers UK community at the moment, we wish we were together to watch that. The plan was to be together to watch that. We should have been together to watch that. Unfortunately, that just couldn't happen at the moment. And we will make up for that. We will have some sort of championship celebration at some point. I don't know when that will be. It'll probably be when next season has already commenced, but who cares? We will figure that out and we'll celebrate this title properly when we can. If this virus wasn't happening, we would be in LA 100%. We would have been within them celebrations in downtown LA last night. That is a certainty. Unfortunately, we couldn't be there again. When the time's right, we'll get over there. We'll celebrate. Oh God! We'll celebrate this properly, okay? And just thank you to everyone. Thank you to you guys. Thank you to the guys in the group chat. Thank you to the followers that aren't necessarily part of the community directly in the group chat, but if you like our posts, if you comment every now and then, heck, even if you just scroll down our timeline and don't even directly interact, just thank you. Thank you to the Lakers. It's at the start, I absolutely wanted to be recognized by them. That was kind of like the overall goal, but it isn't everything. it wasn't a problem if, looking back on it, it wasn't a problem if we never got recognized, because this passion, the passion that we've got, is here anyway. We do this for the love of it. But to be recognized by him just makes it that extra bit special. Wow.
Enough of this soppy shit.
People watch us do this. Like, people are going to watch me sat here like this. It's nuts. It's nuts. It's crazy that people want to listen to what we have to say and want to be part of our community. It's great. And it just seriously, if you ever want someone to talk basketball to, seriously get in touch, because it's well worth it. We're here in the early hours of the morning over here, struggling to stay awake, but we're here. Don't worry.
Not anymore. I'm going to take advantage of my sleep now.
Oh, hell
really,
yeah.
I'm going to take advantage.
Hell yeah.
We got a bit now.
So tired. I mean, but it was part of, like, when we went to game 6, I was like, no, don't let it go to game 7. And then in my head, I was like, come on, I need my sleep. Like, you know, that was like the actual balance of the Lakers losing and the fact that they could lose an NBA championship to the fact that I needed sleep was really weighing quite evenly at one point. Yeah, so that's the first thing. I'm going to definitely take advantage of some sleep. I probably look terrible. I don't even know. I don't know. Do I look? I don't think I look that bad, actually, but I feel...
You look great, man.
You look knackered.
I feel dreadful.
I don't know. I look all right, but this is just how I always look.
I feel... Yeah, I look all right.
Right here.
Anyway.
I just always look
fantastic.
Right. What are we all repping, by the way? I've got LeBron jersey on. This is the one that I've worn throughout the playoffs.
That's where we're at.
You've got LeBron as well. You've got what, Magic?
Yeah, I'm surrounded by all the Laker greats.
Wow. Yeah, I've got my arm on. The next jersey I'm going to get is going to be an AD jersey, but I'm waiting for him to re-sign. But also,
can't leave after that.
On NBA Story U, they have updated the jerseys, and you can get like a KCP jersey and things like that, which has been very tempting.
It's been fantastic. Wow.
But I was last night, I had this out. It was hanging, watching the game with me, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. I had the Kobe t-shirt,
jersey. As soon as we got to, I was saving my Kobe jersey until we got to elimination. Until we got to the precipice of a championship. So I wore it last game and it wasn't so successful, but I wore it last night, and the number of times I felt it, you know, just, I don't know, it's something else. Just wearing that jersey, you know. It's something else. Yeah. Obviously, I'm wearing the LeBron jersey just in support of our Finals MVP right now. But yeah, he's a special guy, and he means a lot not only to the city of LA, but to Lakers fans and basketball fans everywhere. Obviously, but more important to Lakers fans, obviously, for everything he's done for us and for me, getting me into this sport in the first place and into the Lakers in the first place. And it meant a lot to be able to do it this season. It really did.
Yeah.
Kobe's actually the reason why I started to write about the Lakers. Like, when he left basketball and retired, and I was just like saying, like, oh, Kobe, like, my favorite player ever, just retired. And then seeing him transition into becoming like a storyteller and someone who can kind of tell stories, like, their basketball, like, moved me incredibly. And then that made me think, like Kobe, I don't know, I'm not saying I'm Kobe Bryant, but I'm saying, like, why, like, he was able to transition from, there's a cigar, playing basketball to moving his passion into different areas. And, like, he gave me my passion for basketball, and he gave me, I think, I always had a passion for writing, but seeing Kobe kind of shift gears and go into a different kind of thing made me think, like, maybe I could write about, like, Lakers going forward. And, like, it's been one of the best passions of my life. And, like, I thank Matt, especially you, Matt, like, so much for like giving me like the platform to be able to write about the Lakers. It means the world to me.
Yeah, I mean, you're welcome. I mean, you know, it's been fantastic to see everyone being so appreciative of the platform as well. Obviously, you've just done it then, Jonathan. Cole has as well on numerous occasions. I think even on the last podcast, we had a bit of a section or the finals preview as well. But there's been a lot of messages coming over the past few days, you know, as the Lakers have been posed to win an NBA championship for about a week now, I think, maybe nearly a week that they've supposedly... we're supposed to win this title, and it's just been incredible. I am going to have to butt in and just quickly get a few adverts in. It's not going to take long. It has to be done, and then we'll go on. To be honest with the amount of things that I wanted to get through, we're going to do another episode on this to actually go a little bit further in depth, because there's just been us just going through our feelings, really.
Your feelings of reaction at the minute.
Yeah. I mean, what we're going to do is we partially supported by Manscaped, who are the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. They've just launched in the UK. It was a huge honor to be asked by them to, you know, for them to just be part of the podcast, really, to just help support us. They're a huge brand. Usually with grooming products, I bounce around. It's really difficult to find the right thing to stick with long term. But the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 is perfect for the job. I have one here. You really don't need anything else. It's a third generation trimmer that features cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents, which is really important. Battery lasts up for 90 minutes. It's waterproof. It's got an LED light. There's all sorts of stuff on it. Go and check it out. It's a top quality product, and you don't really need to go elsewhere. Here on the Late Late Show, we can offer you a unique promo code. You can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code LakersUK20 at manscaped.com. That's the code LakersUK20 at checkout for 20% off plus free shipping over at manscaped.com. Yeah, I'm not going to go into that too much. We do have a little bit of a phrase, but I'm not really in the mood, to be honest with you, because the Lakers have just won the NBA championship. So with that, there's a lot of merch going around. There's T-shirts, there's hats, there's hoodies, there's bloody all sorts going around. You want to pick that up. This stock has been going up and down all day. It's still available. Keep an eye out. NBA Store EU, Fanatics UK, keep an eye out and get what you want, because it is there. Don't look at it once and then go away and think that you're not going to get it. It's there. Us three have been going through it, and we bought products at different times throughout the day that we thought were sold out at different times throughout the day. Luckily, we're partnered with both NBA Store EU, so when you EU and Fanatics UK, so you can go and get 10% off when you go and pick up your Lakers championship merchandise. Go to LakersUK.com/partners, select the relevant link. It will direct you to the store where you can use the promo code LakersUK10 for 10% off your order. Can be used on already discounted items too if you want to go around and just have a little bit of a shopping spree. LakersUK.com/partners, relevant link, NBA Store EU, LakersUK10 at checkout. It'll save you money. Lads, who's got what? I got the hat. I got the black T-shirt that they wore for the ceremony. I also picked up a yellow Fanatics branded T-shirt and a grey Fanatics branded T-shirt, which looked quite cool. A bit cheaper, but I just wanted as much as I could get. Who's picked up what?
I got the black T-shirt that you got, and I got a mug that has Lakers 2019-20 champions.
I saw that.
I'm still trying to get the hat, because they said I actually got in touch with them, and they said they're going to have restock probably at some point tomorrow. But it'll take a while for it to be delivered. But yeah, I want that championship merch.
Yeah,
I got the hat, which I think is coming at the end of this month, and then I got the shirt, which I think is coming next month.
Yeah, end of next month, I think.
Yeah. So it's a wait, but it'll be welcomed when it comes. It'll be well welcomed when it comes, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been really nice. It's some like neutral colours as well. Obviously, I know I got the yellow one, but to see a grey one, to see the actual official one being black, was much. You can actually, it was really welcomed. You can rep it when going out. I think I'm really looking forward to that coming. What I'm going to do is
bright pink anyway, it doesn't matter. But...
yeah, true. I mean, it's just when it's purple, I don't mind. It's when it's bright yellow. I'll wear it for pods, but I won't really wear it.
Yeah, out. I know what you mean. No, I know what you mean. But you've got to be proud of this. This is something else.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, what I'm going to do is I'm going to reel off a few records. I don't think we're going to be on this for too much longer, to be fair. So, I'm going to go through a few records. I'm going to be speaking for a little bit. So just bear with me. But there's a lot of records. Right. Actually, just for everyone's information, the guys, as you listen to this now, are on the plane going back to LA as we speak. They're due to arrive at LAX, according to Jared Dudley, at around 1 LA time. So that, I think, is about, what's that, maybe 9 p.m. UK time? 10 p.m. mainland EU time? So I was going to say a few hours, but it depends if we're all going to stay up that late tonight. I'm probably not. But by the time we wake up tomorrow morning, at the time of recording, we're probably going to have some new content, some new pictures with a trophy, things like that. Who's waiting for the LeBron on the plane one? Newspaper, championship next to him.
I'm going to be awake anyway. My sleep schedule's gone completely, so I'll be awake. Don't you worry. So anything that comes through, I'll get it first.
Yeah.
My ass going to sleep.
Yeah, I'm the same. Right, quickly. Probably going to take a while, but it is what it is. There's a lot of records because the list Lakers team is a historic team.
Yes, it is.
You know, this Lakers team that wasn't supposed to win anything is a historic team. Rajon Rondo, Lakers legend, is the second player in NBA history to win a title with the Celtics and the Lakers. Joining Clyde Lovellette, is it? Pardon me if I said that incorrectly, but, you know, I had a bit of a drink and I'm really tired. Rajon Rondo, 105 assists in the playoffs, so the most by a bench player in one postseason since 1970-71. He surpassed Manu Ginobili with 95 in 2014. LeBron James and Danny Green join John Sally and Robert Horry as being the only players to win NBA championships with three different franchises. LeBron James joins Michael Jordan as the only players to win at least four finals MVP awards. James is the first player to win the award with three different teams and the fourth player to win finals MVP at age 35 or older, joining Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, and Michael Jordan. Two other Lakers there, obviously. Best franchise in the NBA, in the world, actually.
I'm trying to tell you.
Trying to tell everyone. They still don't believe
it. No.
Anthony Davis is one of five players to shoot 50, 40, 90 or better in the NBA Finals, minimum 20 plus points per game. He joins Kevin Durant 2017-18, Chauncey Billups 2004, Penny Hardaway 2005 and Magic Johnson 1987. The only Lakers duos to win NBA Finals whilst both averaging 25 points per game in the postseason is LeBron James and Anthony Davis. You guessed it. The only other two, Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant in 2002. They join elite company. Our boy, we had to get him in. Tone Horton Tucker became the second youngest player in NBA history to win a championship.
Oh, THT!
19 years and 322 days.
He's the first player to be born in the new millennium to win an NBA championship. That's great.
Wow. I still get shocked when I realize people are born past 2000, let alone when we're watching them.
With the same age.
When we're watching them on our screens. Right, let's keep going. The Lakers are the first team in NBA history to not blow at least one lead in the fourth quarter. They were 57-0 when leading through three quarters on the season. That is mental.
Spectacular.
Mental. Probably fed up with me, but I'm going to keep going. The Lakers have won their 17th title. They've tied the Celtics. They've tied the Celtics for the most championships by an NBA franchise. Rondo is with both teams for the 17th titles. The top five, Lakers with 17. Obviously, we're going to put them above Boston. Boston sits second with 17. Chicago 6, Golden State Warriors 6, San Antonio with 5. Since 1980, Los Angeles have won 11 titles, the same number of championships as the rest of the Western Conference combined.
Crazy. That's just pure dominance over the last 20-something years. Ridiculous.
The last one. Jeannie Buss is the first female owner to win an NBA championship.
Big game, James. Crap.
Did anyone say the Lakers won the championship? Have we said that yet?
Yeah, I think.
I don't think so.
Yeah! I'm still hazy on the whole thing.
Are we doing another toast? I think it's time for another toast.
Oh, you can't believe it, baby.
To be in the best team in the league.
Cheers.
To be in the best franchise in the world.
Let's go.
Lakers Nation, baby.
I'll take the dregs.
We did it.
You're taking dregs. Has everyone finished? I think they are finished.
I've run out.
Okay.
Oh, I've got a few bottles left, so don't worry about me.
Right, we're not going to be on this for too much longer. We're gonna do another episode. Who wants another episode this week? Should we do another one on Friday?
I mean,
yeah, I'm down with me.
Okay, we're doing another one on Friday. Let's see.
Yeah, it's like this all week. Okay.
Let's see if we can sneak someone else in. I haven't got any ideas. But let's see what we can do. We had Phil on the last one. Could be Phil in this one.
LeBron James.
We all love a little bit of Late Show.
LeBron James.
We do love a little bit of Kenny as well. King Kenny over at Late Show Scoop. Could he come on? Let's see what we can do. Let's get a fourth person in for the next one. And also
we're gonna
get some guests in as well moving forward over the next month. What do we do now? What do we do now without basketball?
We celebrate. What do you think?
Do we?
Okay. Yeah.
For the rest of the summer, you celebrate.
Okay.
The history of the Lakers. That's what I do.
You fill it up and go again. That's what Lakers do, baby. We win. Yeah. That's what we do.
Apparently
That's
so.
That's not true. I mean,
it's pretty good.
But the Pelicans won the trade, though.
Yeah, clearly. So clearly.
I feel, shout out to the young core.
You're still Lakers for life.
I feel really bad. Should we give him another draft pick?
Guys, who's going to score against the Clippers?
I don't know.
Who's going
to
score?
They're such a good team. It's going to be impossible to beat them.
I mean, we didn't get the opportunity because they failed.
But it's streetlights over spotlights, but...
Yeah.
The spotlights have just beaten the streetlights.
Oh, yeah, man. And there's no way they'd blow a 3-1 lead. Like, that would never happen, ever.
Yeah, not for such a storied
franchise with illustrious history like the Los Angeles Clippers.
Matt said near the start of this podcast that we're not here to gloat.
That was towards the Miami Heat.
The Heat
are respectable.
The Clippers need to earn my respect. The thing is,
the Lakers have won an NBA championship again for the 17th time. The Clippers claim to LA our way. We run LA. Well, by the time the season's ended, they're not just 16 championships behind, they're now 17 championships behind.
It's a beautiful thing.
Wow. Let's go through some comments. Okay. Right. Everyone. Thank you to everyone that's joined on Instagram Live, by the way. Sorry, I've just totally ignored you all episode.
Thanks, guys.
Apologize. Adam, is it Dean or Dine? What's his surname?
Dine.
Okay. Sorry, Adam. Let's bleep go. Caruso the goat.
Start bleeping now. I mean, doing it the whole time.
what else have we got? Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm going to get this up. Shout out to Rob over at Kicks. Cool guy. He's a Laker fan as well. I know he's on holiday. Yeah, Rob. I hope you're enjoying your holiday. It's even better when the Lakers win a championship. Does Luol Deng still get a ring? He's still on our payroll.
That's a good question. That's a really good question.
Wow. Do you know who does get a ring? DeMarcus Cousins.
Bogey and Kostas, the first attempt to Kumpto to get a ring.
And Avery Bradley will get a ring.
And Avery Bradley. Well, Devontae Kaycock.
They're eligible.
Lakers friend Devontae Kaycock gets his ring as well. Well deserved. Well played, young man.
Yeah, respond to my DM, by the way, if you're watching this. That's the Devontae, obviously, because he watches all of our content, obviously.
Obviously.
Exceptional taste.
I mean, look at this quality content.
A man deep. Anyone want to try and say
that?
There we go.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Adam. Yes, Cole. Cole fan club. There's two other people in this. Yeah. Shout out.
I'm the leader in this group, but
there we go. We've got Scott here. What the hell's on your head, Cole? Cole, what is on your head?
It's a hat with neon.
That's, did you pay for it?
Celebration.
I thought that was going to be a lot more complicated.
Yeah.
Adam. Adam in again. Big up you boys. Late night gang. We done it. We've got Rob here. Loads of championship. Is anyone count that? Is there 17 there?
We'll just say it's 17. It might be 18. We don't know about next year.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to three-peat. So, you know, it's probably going to be, there's probably 19 there. We've got, here we go.
Maximo.
Yeah, we do love, shout out to Massimo, by the way. Really does support Lakers UK, and he's from Belgium, isn't he? So
massive, worldwide,
massive shout out. Yeah, and that's kind of it for the comments. Anyone else want to say anything? Because I think we're going to wrap this up. We're going to go a little bit and break down the playoffs in a little bit more depth. Friday. You guys have seen this live, that we are organizing a podcast for Friday. If we don't have one, blame Jonathan. But we're gonna go. I think we're gonna go.
Okay.
For-
I mean, even if he's here, it's Jonathan's fault. You know.
Yeah. Hit me up to say how terrible I am if it doesn't happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Let's. Anyone else? Anything else? Anything else?
What's one more thing? We're the champions of the world, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. That hurt my ears. But yeah, that's yeah.
Let's go.
That's, I think that's
Let's
it.
Go.
It's never going to get old, is it? Shout out to Dwight Howard. Redemption. Dwight. We're going to get into
Dwight,
this a little bit more.
Legend.
Not gonna, that doesn't open up the Dwight storybook, but shout out to Dwight. Shout out to Markeith. Did brilliantly throughout the playoffs. Shout out to KCP. Shout out to the superstar duo of LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Shout out to everyone. Caruso.
Shout out to Danny Green. After the fake Lakers fans talked so much crap about him last game and the disgusting things they said about him and his fiance. Shout out to Danny Green, like,
yep.
11 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, plus 5 and plus minus. He deserves this a lot more than he deserves this so much. Like, he put up with so much crap, even for me. Like, the one thing I'll say about Danny Green, I haven't been his biggest defender. I've always kind of said, why he's getting paid this season is kind of dictating his level of play. But the guy has put up with so much crap from the likes of me and different people, and has just kind of lifted his head up and just said, no, I'm going to be part of a championship winning team. I'm going to contribute any way I can. And shout out to Danny Green. You deserve this. Fair play to you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's never acceptable to
ever
in any war nor death threats or anything like that. At the end of the day, we're really passionate about this, but it is just a game of basketball. You miss shots.
Hell yeah.
You make shots, you miss shots. You win games, you lose games. Yeah, so just everyone keep your heads screwed on right. But at this moment, the Lakers are the NBA champions. They will be the NBA champions for quite a long time until there's set of playoffs in which the Lakers will be in, and they will be actively looking to defend the NBA championship. We are going to move into over the next few months. Who's going to come back? Who do we think is going to come back? How's the Lakers going to look next year? Are they going to run it back? We're going to get some guests in. Hopefully going to get some very special guests in that we have had on previously, but not on the live stream format. These are people from the Lakers. These are people that report on the Lakers. These are people that follow the Lakers. So we're going to go and get a really widespread flurry of guests on. Maybe even at the same time. Who knows? I'm excited. Colin, Jonathan, excited. You should all be excited watching.
Do I look excited?
I
don't know what I look like right now, but I'm something else.
I want to get before we wrap up. Has everyone seen this 2009 Lakers and 2020 Lakers comparison? So
no,
they both finished for the West. They both beat the Rockets in the second round. They both beat the Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. They both fought for they didn't fight for a championship. They both won a championship in Orlando. Kobe was on that team. He won Finals MVP. LeBron's on this team. He won Finals MVP. Kobe won his fourth ring. LeBron won his fourth ring. In the stars.
It's destiny. It was meant to happen. Shout out to LeBron. Shout out to Kobe. Shout out to every Lakers player, past and present. We did it. We didn't do shit, but the Lakers did it.
We did actually. On that topic, we've got a few people here saying we've got J_Heartbeat. Greetings from California over on Instagram. Shout out to everyone in America that loves that content. You've got plenty of other outlets that you could focus on, but you really do an amazing job of getting behind us. Really do appreciate it. Got a very special comment here from my girlfriend over on Instagram who's watching the live stream. How do you feel about not having to wake up your girlfriend at 3 a.m. in the morning every 2 days?
Yeah, my girlfriend was done with that as well. I mean, she just stayed up for game 5 and game 6, and she was
Don't feel bad. You know, if I'm gonna get up at that time to watch a game, I need someone with me. No. If someone's there to wake up, you might as well wake them up, you know.
At least we won.
No, shout out though. We went to the Rockets game on February the 6th when we were over in LA. She like knew all the players. She's well into it. She's into it, you know, probably not just as much as me because I'm unhealthily into following the Lakers. But yeah, she does a great job, to be fair. So shout out. That's a personal shout out to myself. Shout out to Tina for sticking with me during these playoffs. Every single time I got up early, it paid off.
My girlfriend has actually said that she would get into it if it was on at a decent time. So we're getting there slowly. All right.
But we spot a West Coast team.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We can move to LA. You know, I'm stuck here now. Exactly jump ship at this point. I feel like I'm in for the long haul now, to be honest.
Right, but that West Coast team though are the NBA champions. Right, so let's wrap it up. We're just going to jump straight out here, guys. Head over to Twitter, follow these guys. They've been on enough. Yeah, I don't think we really need to do too much of an outro anymore, to be honest. Head over to Teespring, go over to Twitter, you'll find it. These t-shirts, Lakers UK, use the promo code NBA Champs, all in capitals, one word, 25% off t-shirts, hoodies, whatever. Go and get it. Add it to your Lakers merch. Let's leave that there. Anything else you want to say?
Champions, just baby.
enjoy this while it's here.
Soak it up.
That's what I'm doing. You know? Enjoy it while it's here, because you don't know how long it's going to last. And if this year's showed us anything, you don't know how long you've got here. So enjoy these moments, because they mean a lot to me and all of us at the end of the day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly what Cole said. 100%.
Exactly. One more time for the road?
Yeah, go on.
3, 2, 1. Yeah! Come on! We did it.
Congratulations, baby!
Right. Everyone.
This is never going to get old.
Follow these guys. If you enjoyed the show, tell some of your lake friends about it. Find us on all major podcast platforms. Twitter, Instagram, we're on. LA Lakers UK. Check out our website, lakersuk.com. Told you. There's not much more to say, so we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much for everything during this season. Catch us on Friday. I'm pretty confident that we'll be able to do some on Friday, where we'll actually break it down a little bit further. This was just us kind of going off on one, really. My glass is empty. Everyone else's glass is empty. You've spent a little bit of time with us celebrating the NBA championship. We'll catch you next time.
What's it?